This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. And don't forget, Pods of Potentials, Episode 2, is up right now. You can find that at iowaagnet.com under the podcast tab. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, many of you have seen the mercury dip into the single digits at night, and a sprinkling of snow has been on the ground, and you're probably putting your grills away or under their covers for the season. Unless, of course, you're a diehard like me, but that's a story for another time. The idea of grilling chops may not be as appealing as when it is when it's nicer outside, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't be thinking about how to bring those flavors and cuts indoors for the winter. We talk with the folks at the National Pork Board about the pork in the winter months. We're going to talk about that next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next-generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your soy checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? The Iowa Soybean Association, powered by the soy checkoff, is driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Learn more at iasoybeans.com.
The National Pork Board and the Pork Checkoff are reminding consumers that there are many great indoor recipes available for you to enjoy the taste and health benefits of U.S. pork. The oven, air fryer, and frying pan are great alternatives to the grill. Neil Hall is a director of domestic development at National Pork Board, and he talks about the diversity pork has in the kitchen, as well as in the smoker and the grill.
Consumers have to get out of the mindset of, well, I can't do pork chops because my grill is covered up with snow, right? You can do pork chops in the kitchen. One of my favorite ways is sear them in a cast iron skillet and put them in the oven to finish them. But you have to have a digital thermometer, right? Cook those to 145 with that 3-minute rest, and you have a really, really good eating experience.
As has been mentioned many times before, pork does not have to always be the center of the plate. While the chops, ribs, hams, and pulled pork are great main attractions, pork is very much able to be a key ingredient in many foods, including those ethnic staples like carnitas, potstickers, and even spaghetti bolognese.
Well, if you go to pork.org and then /cooking, there's got different recipes for the different cooking appliances. Air fryer is one that's really continues to kind of resonate to the top of the list. Pork chops or doing pork tenderloin in the air fryer, you've got really nice lean cuts that perform really, really well in those cooking appliances.
And when pork is at the center of the plate, you still have plenty of options to find tasty uses for those leftovers.
You know, I think sometimes people get hung up in, oh, I don't want to have the same thing leftovers meal after meal. And there's enough versatility that you can take a pork shoulder that you cooked in the crock pot for shredded pork, and then you can put that in the cast iron skillet, crisp it up a little bit with some Mexican seasoning and do street tacos.
To find great recipes and kitchen tips, you can visit pork.org. From there, you can find videos, recipes, and articles to help you step up the wintertime enjoyment of our favorite protein in Iowa. Now, if you excuse me, I think it's time to call it an early lunch. All this talk about pork and all the meals we can prepare with it, it's definitely got my stomach growling, and hopefully it hasn't come across on this recording. For this story and more, don't forget to log on to our website at iowaagnet.com. You can also find replays of our market casts, stories of the day, and also check out our other podcasts like the Iowa Ag Matters program, Weekend Ag Matters, and so much more. Don't forget also, you can sign up for the free e-newsletter. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.